This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The spread of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland is getting more grave by the hour, and further restrictions will likely be imposed soon, the British-run region's health minister said Friday, after another daily record number of cases. A rapid surge in infections over the past 2 weeks in the smallest of the United Kingdom's four nations means the rate of cases per 100,000 people since the start of the pandemic has now outstripped that of England, Scotland, or Wales. Spain's government declared a state of emergency and a new partial lockdown for the virus-hit Madrid area Friday. This after seeing its previous measures struck down in court, with the wrangling emblematic of the difficulties faced by governments around Europe. While drastic restrictions imposed on citizens during lockdowns in March and April were largely accepted, governments are facing increased resistance as they try to contain a second wave of coronavirus infections at the start of autumn. Russia registered the highest ever number of new coronavirus infections Friday after officials warned tight restrictions could be set back in place if people continue to flout antivirus rules. Restaurants and bars in Moscow were bustling, and many residents were ignoring orders to wear masks in public as nationwide infections surged in September. Officials in Russia have said so far dismissed the idea there's a second wave of infections or any need for a new lockdown. Russia has the world's fourth highest caseload behind the United States, India, and Brazil. Malaysia reported 354 new COVID-19 cases Friday, the third consecutive fall in daily infections as the country expands targeted lockdowns to curb the outbreak. The Health Ministry Director General said in a Facebook post earlier in the day, quote, "We have now entered the third wave of COVID-19," end quote. This is VOA News. Turkey said Friday efforts by France, the United States, and Russia to end violence between Azeri and Armenian forces over Nagorno-Karabakh were bound to fail unless they ensured a withdrawal of Armenian forces from the enclave. As the region's deadliest battles for more than 25 years raged, Russia was set to host talks with the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers Friday, a day after France, Russia, and the United States discussed the conflict in Geneva. The fighting has raised fears that Turkey, an ally of Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia, will be dragged into the conflict. Kyrgyzstan's president, Sooronbay Jeenbekov, told the army's newly appointed chief of staff Friday to get unrest in the country under control and maintain peace, his office said. Jeenbekov earlier declared a state of emergency in the capital and ordered troops to be deployed there. He said Friday he's ready to resign once a new cabinet was appointed to end the power vacuum in the Central Asian nation, gripped by unrest since opposition supporters seized government buildings Tuesday. An Iranian diplomat charged in Belgium with planning to bomb a meeting of an exiled Iranian opposition group in France warned authorities of possible retaliation by unidentified groups if he is found guilty, according to a police document. Belgian prosecutors charged Vienna-based Assadollah Assadi in October 2018 and three others with planning an attack that year on a rally of the Paris-based National Council of Resistance of Iran, attended by high-profile former U.S., European, and Arab officials. The Nobel Committee has awarded its 2020 Peace Prize to the United Nations World Food Program. Executive Director David Beasley says he was surprised when he learned they won.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable. Talk about the most exciting point in time in your life is the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Deputy Executive Director of the agency, Amir Abdul, he's proud of the organization for its efforts in fighting hunger in regions of conflict and hardship around the world, choking back tears.
Always we've been there at time of war, providing relief and assistance. We've been there at the time of peace to help them with the recovery and building. And I think probably right now today, the world needed some good news.
Norwegian oil firms struck a wage bargain with labor union officials Friday, ending a strike that had threatened to cut the country's oil and gas output by close to 25% next week, negotiators for each side told Reuters. Oil firms and union officials met Friday with a state-appointed mediator to try to end the 10-day strike. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts.